The types of videos Americans are watching online are changing. In the olden days, it was a lot of amateur videos on YouTube and old movies and TV shows on sites like Netflix and Hulu. Now, all three services are starting to feature their own professionally made videos featuring big names, such as Kevin Spacey, Deepak Chopra, and Madonna. NPR's Laura Seidel has a look at what's coming.
For a very long time, like 2 years, this was the number one video on YouTube.
Charlie bit me.
A dad made this video of Charlie biting his big brother's finger. It had more than 390 million views.
Ouch.
But in the last year, Charlie was knocked off the top five list. Now, there's another baby on top. Justin Bieber is the most watched with more than 666 million views. He's followed by a list of pros, Jennifer Lopez, Lady Gaga, Eminem.
In the last several years, thanks to many different types of video site, consumer demand has grown for more and more different types of entertainment content on the web.
Alex Carlos from YouTube Global says they've seen a growing appetite for videos produced by professionals. Take the Machinima channel on YouTube. It's geared towards video game lovers, and many contribute their own content. But this spring, Warner stepped in and produced a live-action series with professional actors based on the game Mortal Kombat. The series helps explain the motivations of characters in the game, like Sonya Blade and Major Jackson Jax Briggs.
This Kano Lieutenant Blade is referring to as a ghost, and rumored to be the leader of the Black Dragon crime cartel.
The first episode of Mortal Kombat had 5 million views in its first 5 days of release. That's as good as a show on USA or TNT cable networks. This fall, YouTube announced that it would spend its own money on channels with professional content, like Dance On.
Hey guys, it's me, Sheena. I hope you had an awesome Thanksgiving. December is here, the holidays are in full force here in New York City, and there is a lot of dancing coming your way.
The CEO and founder of Dance On is Amanda Taylor. Along with some financing from YouTube, her channel will also be getting some content advice from Madonna. Taylor thinks she is part of the evolution of media.
Networks started on the radio, and then they moved to television, and then cable came about, and then hundreds more networks arrived. And now I think we're going to see a slew of new networks that are being born on YouTube and other digital platforms.
YouTube is laying the groundwork for these new channels with a complete redesign of its homepage. It incorporates a social element so that in a world of endless channels, people can find what interests them with help from friends. Two of the other major websites for video, Hulu and Netflix, are also buying their own shows. Steve Swayze from Netflix says they have the exclusive rights to House of Cards starring Kevin Spacey.
And we think this is going to be of great interest to Netflix members. It's a serialized drama, and it's not produced yet. We are actually licensing it exclusively to show at Netflix, and that's something that may have been on HBO before or may have been on Stars or Showtime or one of the other premium cable channels. Well, now Netflix is a new player in this ecosystem.
It's like in the early days of cable TV. HBO started out airing movies after they left the theater, and eventually it started producing its own shows like The Sopranos. Venture capitalist Mark Suster says Netflix has also purchased exclusive rights to a new season of a sitcom canceled by Fox.
It's Arrested Development.
Arrested Development, you probably know, was a very popular, or wildly popular, cult following of people who watched it when it was on television, and Netflix is going to resurrect it, and I bet a lot of subscribers are going to come with it.
Suster, who invests in internet video startups, says if Netflix and Hulu are going to survive, they will have to have exclusive content.
The reason Hulu, Netflix, and YouTube are now commissioning their own content is because the studio system is probably not all that keen for any of these players to succeed.
Suster says the old guard, TV networks and studios, haven't been looking forward to the day when they will have to compete against an endless number of online channels. But he also believes that day may have arrived. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.